So today is the disappearance of Sri Ramchandra Kaviraj. That they are all eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya. He was married with Ratanal, but interesting is they were married, but they had no material attachment. There were no children. They were both completely engaged in devotional service all the time. His spiritual master was Srinivas Acharya. That he was known as a famous poet. That and then, of course, today is also the appearance of Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, one of the Goswamis. And that he was from Srirangam. He was the son of Vyankata Bhatta. 3 years ago, I've been in contact with descendants of this family. They are still there in Srirangam, that's in South India. Lord Chaitanya stayed for 4 months in the home of Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami in South India, because Gopal Bhatta Goswami belonged to the Sri Sampradaya, and that. But after Lord Chaitanya stayed there for 4 months, the whole family converted to Gaudiya Vaishnavism. That when Lord Chaitanya was there, he said to Gopal Bhatta, he asked him, why did Lakshmi Devi perform severe austerities to attain the association of my Lord Gopal, the coward boy of Vraj? That then Lord Chaitanya explained, yes, Lord Krishna has 4 qualities, which are unique qualities to him, and which Lord Narayana does not have. And one of these 4 qualities is madhurya, personal conjugal love. That. And therefore, yeah, Lakshmi Devi wanted to enter in this mood of conjugal love, and she did great austerities. Gopal Bhatta Goswami received initiations from Sri Prabhudananda Saraswati Maharaj. That. After initiation, then he left to Vrindavan, and he did there bhajan for 45 years, mostly at Radhakund. That he went many times on pilgrimage in Vrindavan, and he had 12 shalagram shilas, and later his Damodar Shila manifested himself as the beautiful Radha Raman deity in Vrindavan. Beautiful deity. I've been there, I've seen the deity. Of course, he was asked to, by Lord Chaitanya, to compile the Hari Bhakti Vilas. He wrote the Hari Bhakti Vilas together with Sanatan Goswami. That what's less known is that Gopal Bhatta also wrote an outline for Jiva Goswami Satsandarbhas. That of course all these great Goswamis, they were Manjaris in Krishna's pastime, so he was Guna Manjari. That now we come to the verse of today in the Bhagavatam. Interesting is that we are going parallel in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have Lord Chaitanya's child pastimes we are going through, and here we have the same pastimes of Lord Krishna. That before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, we offer our respectful obeisance to the Supreme Lord Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the Supreme Most Human Being, unto Mother Saraswati, the Goddess of Learning, and to Srila Vyasadeva, the Author. By regular attendance on the class of the Bhagavatam and by rendering service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is nearly completely destroyed, and loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is established within the heart as an irrevocable fact. So we are reading from chapter 8, canto 10, chapter 8, Lord Krishna shows the universal form, text 49. Please repeat. Translation and purport by Abhay Charanavinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Drona and Dara said, please permit us to be born on the planet Earth so that after our appearance, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller and Master of all planets will also appear and spread devotional service, the ultimate goal of life, so that those born in the material world may very easily be delivered from the miserable condition of materialistic life by accepting this devotional service. It's quite a translation. It's one sentence. Purport. This statement by Drona clearly indicates that Drona and Dara are the eternal father and mother of Krishna. Whenever there is necessity of Krishna's appearance, Drona and Dara appear first, and then Krishna appears. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that his birth is not ordinary. Janma karma same divyam. Ayopisan avyayatma bhutanam ishvaropisan prakritim svamadistaya sambhavanatma maya. Although I am unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all sentient beings, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form. Bhagavad Gita 4.6. Before Krishna's appearance, Drona and Dara appear in order to become his father and mother. It is they who appear as Nanda Maharaj and his wife Yasoda. In other words, it is not possible for a sadhana siddhi living being to become the father or mother of Krishna, for Krishna's father and mother are already designated. But by following the principles exhibited by Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda and their associates, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, only living beings may attain such affection as exhibited by Nanda and Yasoda. When Drona and Dara were requested to beget children, they chose to come to this world to have the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their son. As their son, Krishna. Krishna's appearance means paritranaya sadhanam vinasaya saduskitam. The devotees are protected and the miscreants are vanquished. Whenever Krishna comes, he distributes the highest goal of life, devotional service. He appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the same purpose, because unless one comes to devotional service, one cannot be delivered from the miseries of the material world, dukkhalayam ashasvatam, where the living entity struggles for existence. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, mamaivam shirchiveloki shiva bhuta sanatanam manasastranindriyani prakatistani karsati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Because of conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which includes the mind. Living entities are struggling to become happy, but unless they take to the bhakti cult, their happiness is not possible. Krishna clearly says, Ashadadana purusa dharmasyasya parantapa aprapyamam nivartate mrityu samsara vartmani. Those who are not faithful on the path of devotional service cannot attain me, O conqueror of foes, but return to birth and death in this material world. Bhagavad Gita 9.3. Foolish persons do not know how risky life is here if one does not follow the instructions of Krishna. The Krishna consciousness movement, therefore, has been started so that by practicing Krishna consciousness, one can avoid the risky life of this material existence. There is no question of accepting or not accepting Krishna consciousness. It's not optional. It is compulsory. If we do not take to Krishna consciousness, our life is very risky. Everything is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, to learn how to become free from the miserable condition of material existence, Bhagavad Gita, as it is the preliminary study. Then, if one understands Bhagavad Gita, one can proceed to Srimad Bhagavatam, and if one advances further, one may study Chaitanya Charitamrita. We are therefore presenting these invaluable books to the whole world so that people may study them and be happy, being delivered from the miserable condition of life. The verse again. Chatayo namaha deve bhuvi vishvasvare haro bhakti sya paramaloke yayanyo duryatim tarit. Drona Indara said, please permit us to be born on the planet Earth so that after our appearance, the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller and Master of all planets, will also appear and spread devotional service, ultimate goal of life, so that those born in the material world may very easily be delivered from the miserable condition of materialistic life by accepting devotional service. Om Ajnana Timrandasya Chananjana Shunaka Shakshara Militam Yena Tasmai Sigurave Nama Chichetanya Manurbhistam Staptam Yena Bhuttale Svam Rupakadam Yam Dadati Svam Padantikam. Vandiyam Siru Siruda Padakamlam Sigam Vaishnavamsa Sirupam Jarjatam Sagan Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parjan Saitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sanganalita Shivshakam Vitam Shahe Krishna Karuna Sinodina Bandhachyat Pati Kopesha Kopka Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kansna Gangi Radhi Vrinda Vanashvri Vaishabana Sita Devi Panamana Hari Priya Vankha Kalpta Vrisha Kripa Sinabhi Vrisha Patanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnabhyo Namo Namo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Radhata Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Charaswami Tinamine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Sarasvata Devi Gauravaini Pacharani Nirvishisya Srinivadi Bhaskachaya Desatarana Srila Prabhupada Ki. So this chapter is coming now to a conclusion. Marriage Parikshit question was, what was the auspicious activity that Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj performed to achieve such an ecstatic love for Krishna? Because Devaki and Vasudev, they could not enjoy Krishna's childhood pastimes. So we heard Drona and Dara, they were previously Lord Krishna. They were Lord Krishna's eternal parents. Of course, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I'm unborn, but I still appear in my original form. So his main purpose for appearing is Paritranaya Sadhanam, this association with his eternal associates, that Srila Prabhupada makes in the purport, a sadhana siddhi devotee, one who follows sadhana and attains perfection, cannot become the father or mother of Krishna. The post is already taken. So it's designated. So what's then the destination of those who worship Krishna in the mood of parenthood? That's clarified in the purport here by Srila Prabhupada. The question is, will they become parents of Krishna? Srila Prabhupada answers, no, they cannot become parents of Krishna. But by following the principles demonstrated or exhibited by Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yasoda in that particular parental mood, so one can develop Raghanuga Bhakti. And then when they come to perfection, they can relish the same loving mood, the same ecstasy of enjoying the mood of parenthood as Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yasoda did. So what does that mean? It's good to remember what it means, Raga, Nuga, Bhakti, and what's the eligibility to attain it. That in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 22, text 154, the following verse is there. Devotional service. Teachings to Sanatana Goswami. Devotional service in spontaneous love is vividly expressed and manifested by the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Devotional service that accords with their devotional service is called Raga Nuga Bhakti, or devotional service in the wake of spontaneous loving service. So you have two important terms here. You have Ragatmika. These are the devotees in the spiritual world. They have that. Raganuga means that those who are following in their footsteps, in their mood. And it's a process, this Raghunuga Bhakti. Raghunuga Bhakti is part of Sadhana Bhakti. You have two kinds of Sadhana Bhakti, the Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti and Raghunuga Bhakti. So what's the process for Raghunuga? First, one finds a devotee in the spiritual world to which one is attracted. And then the sadhaka aspires to following in that mood. It doesn't matter whether one is in a male body or a female body. That does not matter, because the body is the result of our karma, and has nothing, and this Raghunuga Bhakti has nothing to do with the material body. So Raghunuga Bhakti is modeled to Ragatmika, the eternal associates in the spiritual world. Raghatmika is when a devotee has very deep attachment to Krishna, then that is called Raghatmika. When a devotee models one's life based on the mood of the perfect devotee, that is called Raga Nuga Bhakti. So, in Nectar of Devotion is explained, we have Vidhi Bhakti, Raga Nuga Bhakti, two categories. Raghatmika is the perfection of spontaneous devotion, and Raghanuga is to develop spontaneous devotion. It's a development towards that. And what's the development? What's the perfection of devotional attraction? It's Radha. But this is for those, this practice is for those who are really advanced. Because first one must realize fully the difference between lust and love. Lust is selfish. And love is selfless. That's, it's Srila Prabhupada compares it to lust is copper and love is gold. That so Srila Prabhupada says that in the attitude of the denizens of Vrindavan and Mother Yasoda is to be found the ideal transcendental concept of being the father and mother of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's spontaneous love. That spontaneous love can develop when we are beyond anartha nivritti. All the material contamination must be removed from your heart or mind. Otherwise, when one enters into that prematurity, it will destroy one's spiritual advancement. Very dangerous. That was the question in the beginning, in the beginning of the 10th canto. There, because Maharaj Parikshit has heard at the end of the 9th canto about the Soma dynasty, and he heard the name of Krishna. And then he's, in the beginning of the 10th canto, he's asking Maharaj Parikshit, please tell me more about Krishna. I want to hear more. And the whole 10th canto is about Krishna. But what's the response of Sukadev Goswami? He says, Nirvita Tarser Bhagyamanat Bapasa Dakshotra Manobi Ramat Nirvita Tarser. Are you completely free of lust? Bhavasadak means, did you take your medicines? Your medicine, Bhavasadak Shotva, the medicine of hearing sufficiently about Krishna to purify the heart. So this practice is beyond anartha nivritti. It's for those who are on the liberated platform. Shishirada Gokulananda ki, Sitaram Lakshman Anuman ki. So what is a liberated platform is described in the Bhagavad Gita as Brahma Buddha. Brahma Buddha Prashanatma, one is peaceful. Na shoshati na kangshati, no hankering, no lamentation. Because the hankering and lamentation is due to the contamination of the mind which makes us identifying with the body. So this Raghanuga is not the goal. It's part of the process. That Srila Prabhupada says that when we are actually spontaneously attracted to the loving principles of the gopis, There will be found no trace of any mundane contamination in one's character. If one enters in this Raga Nuga before attaining freedom from all these anarthas, then that's sahaja. Sahaja means one tries to be attacked, one has material attachment, one wants to enjoy materially and spiritually at the same time. It doesn't work. So it is, Srila Prabhupada writes, it's a great atrocity against the exalted principles of devotion. But when one is ready for that, one can hear about a particular devotee's pastimes with Krishna, and then become absorbed in that relationship, that specific relationship of this devotee with Krishna. For devotees, mental presence in Vrindavan is more important than our physical presence. Our heart, our thoughts should always be focused on Krishna. And one attains this higher stage, then, one comes to the level of one's Siddharupa. All the six Goswamis and the eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya, they had Sadakarupa and Siddharupa. The Sadakarupa was Rupa Goswami, was Rupa Goswami, yes. But is Siddharupa was Rupa Manjari. So the associates of Lord Chaitanya, they exist on both levels. That's very interesting. Of course, there is that big discussion that, at a certain moment, that must one go from sadhana bhakti to raganuga bhakti? Nectar of Devotion says that you can go directly to prema by different methods, by blessings of a devotee, that's by getting the mercy of Krishna, because bhava and prema happens not by our own effort. It's by the mercy of Krishna, really, that one comes to this level. But raganuga means following the footsteps of a resident of Vrindavan. We are all followers of Lord Chaitanya. So who is Lord Chaitanya? He's in the mood of Srimati Radharani, the topmost eternal residence of the spiritual world. So by serving Lord Chaitanya, we are serving Srimati Radharani. We are following in the footsteps of an eternal associate. So just by taking part in Lord Chaitanya's mission and engaged in his missionary activities, we are taking part in Chaitanya Lila. Because Chaitanya Lila did not end. Lord Chaitanya's mission continues. That Lord Chaitanya said, I will send my great general, Srila Prabhupada, who will spread this movement, the cult of bhakti all over the world. And we are assisting Srila Prabhupada. So, finally, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, when we make spiritual progress in one life or the next, it will be revealed to us our spiritual svarup, that so this is the second part of the purport. Srila Prabhupada speaks about the human body. We get this human body. This human body is a boat to cross over the ocean of material suffering. And for this reason, we have got the Bhagavad Gita, the Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, that so, therefore, we can hear from the Bhagavatam to the teachings here of, and also to the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Sanatana Goswami, that Lord Krishna is eternal and also all his associates are eternal. That we see the position attained, or the position of Drona and Dara, or Mother Yasoda, Nanda Maharaj, that is very unique. That it's in the next chapter, we will hear, then there is a verse where this is stated that neither Brahma, Shiva, or any of the demigods can attain such mercy as Mother Yasoda received. That, because Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, they could not attain such a benediction. That it was not really by the benediction of Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva that Drona and Dara attained this position of father and mother of Krishna, no? That rather they were the original father and Krishna from Goloka Vrindavan, and this verse indicates that they are part of his mission, because they are going to appear and they are praying, then the Lord appears to spread devotional service. That so they appeared by the desire of the Lord. That so that should be the expectation of the living entity, is to become an assistant of Krishna, a cooperator. That so Mother Yasoda is a Nitya Siddhi devotee, and she's factually an expansion of Krishna's Ladini potency. That so such devotees are not sadhana siddhis. That so I will stop here. Any question or comment?